maybe it's dangerous, I said, reaching to pull her away.
No!
She pulled open the door before I could stop her. It creaked loudly.
What the hell? It's not there. But I can still smell the magic and see the lingering glow,
she said. Another boom sounded from outside. It's Melano, Zephyr shouted, coming to join us. Colton and Bodhi followed. Honestly, such an attention seeker, Grimm said. What are you doing in the closet? Demas asked.
We think the last piece of the portal is in there,
Evie said.
Disguised as cleaning supplies?
Colton suggested, skeptically. No, Evie's right, Grimm said, coming to join us. There's something in there. I'm going in. I shifted Evie back out of the way as Grimm stepped inside. The floor pushed down, and he disappeared.
Grimm!
Evangeline shouted after him. He was only gone a second before he flew back out in the form of a bat. The floor rocketed back into place. Miss me? He asked, standing in all his naked glory before us.
Holy fuck! Colton swore. You just took 10 years off my life, asshole. Cover it up.
Grimm laughed, swinging his dick at the gargoyle.
I mean it,
Colton said, grabbing and shoving a dish towel into the demon's chest. Well? Bodhi asked.
It's a crawl space, hidden by a false floor that operates using weight, Grimm replied, tying the dish towel around his head.
Very clever, Demas said, coming into the room with a giant length of rope over his shoulder.
Aw, were you about to come rescue me?
Grimm dusted off his shoulder.
I couldn't see it, but it feels like there's a massive piece down there. I need to go down to confirm that we found it,
Evangeline said, elbowing her way in. Bodhi knelt beside her.
Christ, Evangeline, can you not feel that?
Let me see, I said, coming to kneel by her. I eased the neckline of her shirt aside so I could inspect the wound.
Ouch! Stop that!
She tried to shrink away.
Damn it!
Bodhi growled.
Cooperate, please, for once in your life, Evangeline.
I twisted to glare at him.
Quiet, peanut gallery. You're upsetting my patient.
I didn't realize you were cut down there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I tried to fight him off when he first grabbed me. I wasn't going to wait around for rescue.
And why the hell not, Midnight?
Colton exclaimed.
Because, Coach Ryu, you taught me to fight, remember? If you want me to be some sort of princess, sitting in a tower braiding my hair, don't train me to kick the shit out of people.
Colton tilted his head. Fair enough. Hush now. I placed the flat of my palm over her injury, gathering my power. Vibrations tickled the area, and I could feel the wound weaving together. Evangeline giggled.
That feels itchy. I've never been on the receiving end of it.
I nodded, kissing her hand. Good as new, my sweets.
You are a true gentleman, Illusion. Thank you. Now, if everyone is through with babying me, I need to get down there.
Bodhi looked conflicted, but the Alpha nodded his agreement. I'll go with her, Grimm said.
Just get the floor out of the way, and we'll lower her down enough to see, Bodhi instructed.
Grimm stepped inside and disappeared once again. They tied the rope around Evangeline, and as promised, slowly lowered her into the cave-like area.
Do you see it yet, Evangeline? Bodhi called.
Yes, it's massive.
That's what she said,
Zephyr joked. They pulled her back up, and I took her aside, handing her the floor plan I'd been working on. Can you align the magic so the portal opens back up? She nodded.
Now that I've found all the spots, I can picture in my mind the direction I need to twist the house. The thing is, I'm going to need a lot more power to do it. I'm going to look over the professor's books before I design the sigil. It's important I get it right.
I smiled. That's great news. If your mother is in there, you'll find her. But I don't think we can put off the issue of Melano any longer. We need to capture him.
Capture him? Colton questioned. Let's just kill him and take his body back.
Much as I'd like that, brother, we can't kill him, I clarified. Hell, we can't even knock him out until we got a plan for those brain-hungry monsters.
What? Why?
Colton scoffed.
I was really looking forward to showing him my right hook.
Aw, poor guy, Grim said, patting Colton's shoulder. Colton needs to go smashy smash.
Remove that hand, demon, or consider how it'll feel to jack off with only one of your girlfriends.
Yeesh, Grim said, backing up. I forgot how cheery you were to be around. I shook my head. Can we get back to what I was saying? Oh, sure. By all means. Let's make it about you, Dupree.
Grim, zip it,
the Alpha ordered. Go on, Illusion, before the necromancer breaks through that wall and helps us plan his own funeral.
But wouldn't that be nice, sir? Grim quipped.
No,
we all shouted. I cleared my throat, waiting a beat to see if anyone else was going to interrupt me. Okay, so as I was saying, that militia of decayed corpses is tethered to him, which means he controls them. If he loses control, then we're up shit creek. Get it?
I might be able to help with the zombies, Grim said. It'll only slow them down, make them feel like Evangeline without coffee. Now why? You gotta go and insult me, baby,
Evie said, and they both grinned.